Welcome to I Am Light. I'm Sarah Lockwood, your spiritual life coach, comedic relief friend, and host. I Am Light is a place where we talk about shining our light, having some fun, and being a spiritual being having a human experience. I'm here to bring you content on the big journey of life and how we can live as our fullest, most authentic self. We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, but mostly we'll learn and evolve together. So step into your highest expression and come on in. So this being the first episode, I just wanted to share with everyone who I am, how I got here, my story, what I'm passionate about, and what my mission really is. So starting off just with my mission, I really, really want to help people live the most fulfilling lives possible. That's really it. I just want to help people live, like I said before, in their highest expression, living their most joyful, fulfilling, purposeful lives, full of love. I want to help people live from their heart center. I want to help people expand consciousness and go through their spiritual awakenings, connect to their intuition, connect to their divine feminine. There is so much that goes into this. I could go on and on and on, and that's what the rest of these episodes will be about, is all of these different topics that I work with people on as a coach, and just things that I have experienced throughout my life that have helped me on my journey that I wish to share with others. So starting with just my story, I want to start honestly all the way back when I was a kid, a child, because I feel like that is relevant and I feel like that is important. So basically when I was a little kid, I was like, you know, other little kids are, I was imaginative and creative, so playful, so energetic. I loved other people. I loved making people laugh more than anything in the world. I loved entertaining people. I loved bringing joy to people. I loved putting a smile on people's faces. And I'm so extroverted, and this has continued throughout my life. And so as I got older, you know, these personality traits of mine, this truly, you know, this very embodied higher self-expression that I was living as a child manifested in different ways throughout my life. So for example, when I was a little kid, I used to write plays and perform them for my family, and I would make jokes and make up dances with my cousins and just like play as much as I possibly could. And this, moving into my teen years, continued through my love for the arts. Like I said, I was a very creative person, still am, but I loved performing. I loved music. I loved acting, dancing, media, you know, TV and film. And so I joined so many music groups, and I did musicals, and I did community theater, and everything that I could possibly get my hands on, really. And I always had this feeling that there was something bigger to life. You know, I had always heard adults talking about like, oh, you must love being a kid. You know, when you grow up, things aren't as fun. I wish I could be a kid again. Don't rush being an adult. But I always had this deep knowing, even from the age of like 5 or younger, that I was, you know, meant for something bigger. You know, I had this sense of purpose. And this is something that if we're in touch, most of us, if not all of us, really will experience, because we do all have a purpose. We do all have that sense of I am here for something bigger. You know, it doesn't make me special. It was something that I was really in touch with. And I never wanted to kind of grow up and be in that stereotypical adult situation of like working a job that I hated and paying bills and having all these responsibilities. And I always put fun first, to the point where, you know, I would get myself in trouble because I would put all my responsibilities on the back burner because I just wanted to have a good time. And what happened was, as I got older, two things happened. One, when I was a teenager, when I was a junior in high school, I started developing a lot of health issues, physical health issues. So, really severe stomach issues. I was dealing with morning sickness as a 16-year-old. I was not pregnant. I was dealing with headaches, really severe headaches, really bad vertigo, dizziness, lightheadedness, mood swings, severe anxiety. I was diagnosed with OCD. I had depression, and all of this as a 16-year-old. And through that experience, I discovered holistic wellness. I had been to so many doctors, and no one was really able to help me. No one was able to figure out what was going on. And all of this that had been going on had really kind of dulled my sparkle. I was really miserable and didn't know what to do about it because I was like, I've always been such like a happy, joyful person. I've always felt really good. You know, I had allergies and, you know, some stomach things growing up. But nothing like this, although I do recognize that my anxiety started when I was in about third grade, was my first anxiety attack. And so from there, it kind of just kept building up until I was around 16 years old when everything kind of hit the fan and it got really bad all at once. And like I said, through this experience, I found holistic wellness. I saw a naturopathic doctor that my mom took me to see because my gynecologist had suggested that I, you know, just go on birth control because at this time I also was misdiagnosed with PCOS. But my mom, thank goodness for her, she has been so wonderful, took me to see a naturopathic doctor who recognized that I was actually suffering from estrogen dominance, which was the cause of basically all of my symptoms. And I also may have had a gluten intolerance, which she had me go off of gluten, although I wasn't really good about it when I was a 16-year-old. So the estrogen dominance gets fixed, and I start feeling happy again. I'm feeling joyful. The depression goes away. The anxiety gets better, although I still had it. And my morning sickness also went away. And I started feeling like myself again. And then I left for college. I went to college in New York City. I studied arts administration because I wanted to work in television and film. And I had an awesome college experience. I had a lot of fun. I was in an a cappella group that I really enjoyed. I was an RA. I was in a comedy club. And I overall had a really good experience. But while I was there, towards the beginning of my senior year, my health issues started returning, and they started returning with a vengeance. I had such severe nausea and stomach pain that it hurt to eat. No matter how badly I wanted food, it was physically painful. I had migraines, vertigo, dizziness, lightheadedness, acne that was destroying my self-confidence. Anxiety really bad, OCD like I had never experienced before. That was the worst part. It was completely debilitating, and depression as well. And at this point, I was at my dream internship. I was working as an intern on a late night sh talk show that was really, really exciting. And then I interned at a popular children's television show, which was also an incredible experience. And so I was so confused as to why I was so unhappy. And we found another naturopathic doctor, and it was determined that I had something called leaky gut, which basically is when your gut kind of gets. I'm not going to go into all of the details, just because there's a lot of, you know, medical terms involved, but my gut was really compromised and it was affecting my mental health, my physical health, my immune system. I had lost 20 pounds within 2 months, so my weight was fluctuating like crazy. And just my overall bodily health was kind of in the toilet. because of what was happening, you know, with my gut and with my hormones. At this time, we also discovered that I had a gene mutation that affected the way certain things were processed in my body. It affected my liver function. So we ended up seeing an epigenetics specialist as well. So I graduate college and I start working with this epigenetics specialist who treated my leaky gut and also addressed the mental health issues that I was experiencing through my dopamine regulation. And we addressed the gene mutation. Epigenetics, for anyone who doesn't know, is it's kind of being pioneered right now, but the research shows us that our gene expression can be affected by nutrition and lifestyle, and that's exactly what happened to me. So after I started being treated by this doctor, I started physically getting so much better. I gained the weight back. I stopped feeling dizzy and like I was going to faint all the time. My stomach issues disappeared. It was determined that I did have a gluten intolerance, so I stopped eating gluten, got so much better, healed my gut, healed my hormones, felt amazing. Except for one thing. I didn't like the work I was doing, and that was affecting me in more ways than I could imagine. So my physical health was really great. But once I graduated, I started working as a production assistant and discovered that the entertainment industry is not all rainbows and butterflies. You know, we see, you know, Hollywood and all of these things as these super glamorous type, this very glamorous industry. And I discovered that it is not. I was working overwhelming hours. My first gig when I graduated was something I genuinely like hated. I really, really didn't enjoy being there. My second job was back at the children's television show, and I loved everyone there. I loved working there. I loved the environment. I loved my job. But the hours were so long, and I didn't have time for my friends or my girlfriend. I couldn't take vacations. You know, it was just kind of being bogged down by what I had feared for so long, which was like the stereotypical adult life of you work and that's it. And so at this point, I was just kind of feeling very lost and purposeless. I had worked my entire life to get into this industry, and I realized that it wasn't in alignment with the life that I saw for myself, which was one where I could have a lot of freedom, where I could prioritize fun over everything else. And though I loved all of my coworkers and loved the work environment, it just wasn't in alignment with, like I said, the life that I had envisioned for myself. So what happened was I was working there at the beginning of 2020. And my contract ended the same day the New York City lockdown happened. And this job was in New York City. I was living in Brooklyn at the time. And I remember I called my girlfriend and I came home and I told her to pack her stuff. And we drove home to my house in New Jersey and we stayed there for the lockdown. And when the world shut down, my entire industry shut down. So I was literally, like so many people, forced to hit pause and turn off the autopilot and actually look at my life and say, okay, is what I'm doing working for me? Because we actually had that time to stop. We had to stop everything. And that was such a challenging time, but it also allowed me the space to say, okay, I need something different. I'm not feeling fulfilled. I'm not feeling like there's very much purpose, for me in what I'm doing. And so for the first few months of the quarantine, I had a really hard time because I was struggling to figure out, okay, what is my purpose? I have to deconstruct everything I've ever known. I have to deconstruct everything that I've ever wanted to do. And I don't even know like who I am without these things. And this is when I had a massive, massive spiritual awakening. And through that awakening, rediscovered this light within myself, this love that I had for humanity and for other people and for play and for fun. And I rediscovered my purpose. My purpose was to love people unconditionally as much as possible and bring joy to as many people as I possibly can. And I felt so happy and so joyful and so fulfilled and so purposeful just from living from my heart center. And this is when a friend introduced me to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is when I enrolled and got my Integrative Nutrition Health Coaching certification. It was an incredible program. I absolutely love, love, loved it. I already had a passion for holistic wellness. And this program really spoke to my soul when I discovered it and throughout the entire process. It was the first time I loved school. It was the first time that I really, really loved, loved, loved learning. In the past, I loved college and I loved high school, but it was for the social aspect, not for the education. And this was the first time that I really felt myself loving the education. So I came out of this program and started my coaching practice. And it started off as holistic health coaching and has now moved into higher self-embodiment coaching and holistic health coaching. So I work with people on all things mind, body, and spirit, but mostly I help people rediscover their purpose, step into their power, start living from a place of joy, a place of fun, a place of play, and from their heart center. So I do everything from like gut health and menstrual health to mindfulness and meditation and divine feminine embodiment and wild dance and emotional regulation and self-love and boundary setting and energy work and fine-tuning your intuition. And there's so much that we do that I did during my entire awakening. So I have lived it. And now I get to see people go through that every single day. And I have never in my life felt so fulfilled, so joyful. I also want to just briefly say a thank you to my family and my parents. My parents have been kind enough to bring me back home, and they are supporting me as I live with them through growing my business, because I haven't decided really, my girlfriend and I haven't decided where we want to live. We know we want to travel. But my parents have been wonderful enough to let me stay here while I build my business. And that has been more than helpful. I'm so grateful for their support and the support of my family and my girlfriend. So I just want to make sure that I share that. Emily, who is my girlfriend, I love you so much. Thank you for being so supportive of me throughout this entire process. So that is my story. That is why I do what I do. And I wanted to start a podcast because I want to reach as many people as possible, and I want to impact the masses. And I want to share this information with the world and help usher in this new paradigm where we can live, you know, the way of the heart. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode today. If you really enjoyed this episode, don't forget to let me know by leaving a review. And if you want to connect with me outside of the podcast world, you can find me on Instagram at Sarah Lockwood, or you can check out my website, sarahlockwoodcoaching.com. Thank you again for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.